This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a
/6/17. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington as we celebrate the Patriots' victory. Victory is, oh, actually, we're celebrating, that's not a celebration, a real celebration today comes in the form of the notification on my Google Calendar that it's Jennifer Horn's birthday today. Ew. So everybody put your hands together. Yeah.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, but isn't there a better happy birthday song than this?
No, this is the best one ever written.
Yeah? I thought there was a better one around someplace. All right, Jennifer, you know we love you, right?
I know it, and I love
you. No matter what.
I feel like there's a butt coming.
I like, well, never mind. All right, let's get to some of the rumors floating around. Mark Wahlberg was not forced to flee the game because the Patriots were down. Apparently, his son was sick the end of the third quarter before the team made the comeback. His son was sick, but he was seen outside afterwards talking to a couple of people who included, but were not limited to, I think it was Usher that I saw him talking to. I think the Boston contingent was all there, the actors, actresses, and people who are well-known. I think that Brady and Wahlberg are friends.
They've got the connection.
Right, okay.
Did you happen to see, before you move on from this, did you see before the Super Bowl pregame they did love letters to Tom Brady?
Oh, no. I saw that, yeah.
That was very funny. They took all these celebrities who are fans of the Patriots, most notably Donnie Wahlberg was in it. It was a lot of fun. And so it was all these, like, you know, I named my dog after Tom Brady. I mean, all these ambitious about how
was Donnie
Tom
there
is.
With Mark? Was it?
I didn't see him, but I'm sure he was probably there. I mean, the Wahlberg boys, if they could be, they would be, I would imagine.
Yeah. They're all friends with Robert Kraft. He's often on their Wahlbergers reality show.
Right. So he also, well, here's what I saw. Apparently Usher was a fan of the Falcons. Usher's probably from Atlanta, I'm going to guess, right?
He is, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's who he was consoling after the game. I saw the two of them together in their hats. Those hats look silly, frankly.
I always think all those hats look bad.
Yeah, they do.
They're never any ones that I would want to wear or that I'd want my boyfriend wearing like this.
Brady broke down in tears, hugged his mother, who obviously is ill. And all the attention given to Brady makes me wonder how the rest of the team looks and or feels. Do they know and acknowledge that they wouldn't be there without Brady? Or is that true? Without the team that functions as a team, it would seem to me they wouldn't be there. That'd be the way I'd look at it. And if I saw my wife up in the box with Robert Kraft, I'd wonder, okay, his wife's up there. How come my wife's not up there? I think that's human nature.
Oh, you mean if you were another player?
Yeah. If you're another player, there are other good players on the team, but they all have to be, by definition, good. Otherwise, they wouldn't have won. One guy can't win the Super Bowl.
That's right.
And so all the attention on as good as he may be, Terry Bradshaw and all the rest of them yelling and screaming about he's the greatest of all time and blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's fine. But the team has to be the greatest. Otherwise, this is a team effort. The program that we're doing on the air right now would not be successful by me doing it alone. It is as it is because Jennifer and her contributions are important. Victoria and her contributions are important. Kara, the way she does her job. All of these things have to come together. And I would be a fool if I didn't acknowledge that these people, I mean, maybe I had a good ear, or other people that I respect had a good ear and thought, okay, if you put these people together, it'll sound like this. Well, you have to try it all out. But everybody has to kind of work at it, too. And if you don't work at it, you have nothing to show for it. So it bothers me a little bit, because I think I'm a team player, and acknowledge that there are reasons for success. And oftentimes, yeah, it is the inspiration of the leader, maybe that is responsible for pulling it all together. But you got to have somebody to pull together. I couldn't do that. Look at how many people, you'll excuse the personal reference, how many people did I go through before Jennifer, and those of you who have been listening to this program this is my 29th year of doing this program. So how many of you have been loyal listening for a long time, and you know how many people I've been through before I got to this? And that's because it didn't work. And so Brady may be cool, but Belichick obviously has a good eye for other players. And wasn't it there are a couple of these, the various coaches that I don't know, whoever does the line. What is the other kind of coaches? What do they have?
The offensive line.
Offensive line coach.
Yeah, coordinator.
So if all of these people didn't function together, if there was the slightest bit of, the pee under the mattress, if there was the slightest grain in somebody's shoe that made this thing not work, it has to work perfectly and shows that people say, oh, it was a terrible first half. I don't know. I'm not an expert. I don't know from nothing.
It was.
I know.
That's confirmed. It was terrible for the Patriots. Yes. It was great for the Falcons. They were owning them. Brady got sacked more in this game than he probably got sacked in his whole career.
Yeah, actually an interesting point that you're bringing this up, because, everybody's going on and on about, it's kind of rubbing it in Roger Goodell's face that he made Tom Brady sit out for a couple games and they were still able to come back and win. But, I was talking to someone about this yesterday, and they were saying, well, doesn't that kind of show that, the team is also good enough without Tom Brady?
Played without him, for sure.
Yeah, that it's great that he was able to come back and they were able to win this game, but everyone's raving about him being the best, and I don't doubt that he's a great player, but the team wouldn't have made it to the Super Bowl if they weren't able to play without him.
And I agree with you guys. I totally, obviously, the team plays a huge part. I mean, if Tom Brady's throwing the ball and no one's catching it, you've got a problem. But at the same time, you have to acknowledge, and I don't even know that I'm that great big of a huge Tom Brady fan, although it looked to me like he was pretty humbled yesterday. I don't know if you saw him after the game. He was he had to be picked up off the ground after the game. I think he knew what had happened.
Yeah. But I don't think this is a Patriots thing either. I think the quarterback on every team gets...
Actually, I heard that the reason he went down like that is because he was looking for Lady Gaga's shoe.
Maybe.
Apparently that fell off.
Well, his mom's been sick. I mean, we look at people who are genetically blessed, like Tom Brady and his wife Giselle, and we want to think that life is somehow easier or better for them, and maybe in some respects, but, his mom's still sick, and, there's just, we're human, and so I thought that was a neat side to see of Tom Brady, but the fact that he's won, 20% of the Super Bowls for the NFL have been won or played in by the Patriots. Huge. That's a great thing for the franchise.
Yep. All right, so Lady Gaga called for unity at her performance, the halftime. She was celebrating with those songs about those who are gay and straight and bi and yada, yada, yada. Mike Pence was at the game, and maybe there was some message there. But I think the call for unity is, without making reference to any of that stuff, just unity is an important call. And for that reason, I think that it was...
I felt like it was very patriotic. I mean, she started out singing God Bless America, and it was just...
She's a smart cookie, I'll tell you.
Which was beautiful, by the way. A lot of people thought she was going to be overly political, and she really wasn't.
She mentioned that in her songs, but she's been super consistent with her message always, so it's not like she came out with a brand new song to try and, put this message across. Like, this is a song that's been out for years, so she's just sticking with the message that she's always had.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay, so there you go. I think there is enough of that. Now, it's not like there are other things going on. By the way, in a moment, we have a very important announcement about something really going wrong at the White House. You'll be interested to know what the latest problem is. That's up next here on the DJV Experience.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guy, this year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Napa know-how!
Back at New Year's, you made a resolution to save more money. Just so happens, Pennzoil's family of oils are on sale starting at $3.49 a quart. So you can check save money off your list and bask in the glory of actually seeing a resolution through to the end. With the Pennzoil family of oils starting at $3.49 a quart. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 2/28/17.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 after the hour, it's Doug, yes, Jen, and Victoria. So there's a big problem brewing at the White House. And it doesn't have anything to do with Iran, doesn't have anything to do with China, with Mexico, with anything in the Middle East. There's another looming disaster. Apparently, this White House is perilously behind in planning for the Easter egg roll. And people are wondering whether the White House is dropping the ball, or perhaps the egg, if you get my drift here.
Mm-hmm.
The president and the first lady. Well, I don't. Is there really a first lady? I don't. I haven't seen anything.
They were there this weekend.
Her.
They had a nice weekend together.
Did they really?
They didn't go to the game, though. They did. Well, yeah, not at the White House. They were in Florida. But I think that I'd read she's going to move there during the summer.
She's going to move to the White House? Well, that's her.
Yeah, because there was somebody who was saying, well, maybe she's not going to move after all. And then another story came out and said, no, she is moving. So.
Well, what's the youngest son's name? Brandon
Barron.
Barron, that's it, yeah. He's going to finish school. And that's what I heard anyway. Who knows what's true and what isn't true? There's so much speculation. And then you get to why is that important? Why is it that is such a big to-do. It's just different. The guy's different. Things are different. That's it. Give it a rest for
Well, it's more of an expense. I mean, people, you know.
Yeah, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You know,
yeah.
That's...
Right, yep. Okay, so, well, as we're into the government, the United States, the USDA, Department of Agriculture, removed a lot of animal welfare data from its website. And I'm wondering why the animal advocacy groups and some other people that write about this stuff are wondering. The statement that was released said, quote, Animal Plant and Health Inspection Services has implemented actions to remove certain personal information from documents that it posts on its website involving the Horse Protection Act and the Animal Welfare Act. So, with the horse, I don't have the expertise. I have somebody in my life who is pretty good at understanding the Horse Protection Act. I probably ought to Google that. I know what the Animal Welfare Act is all about. But going forward, they're going to remove from the website inspection reports, regulatory correspondence. See, I think this shoots them in the foot. This kind of stuff is what people are really interested in. I know I am as a farmer. I want to know who's doing the right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they're serving anybody really. Well, maybe a few.
Look where it came from, though. I mean, the you know, a Republican senator from, or representative from California
yeah.
is trying for more transparency because taxpayer dollars are behind this, and yet they're taking away public information. So
not
this is no bueno.
Nope.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground
secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Really, I'm already excited about this. This is New Music Monday time. I have three tunes that have come out this past week that are in the mind of the producers of this program. Fabulous. And I'm going to agree with that before I go any further. Let's crank up Reba McEntire's new version of Oh, Happy Day. Wow. No, this would get me.
I love that it's kind of gospel.
It is gospel. This is her first gospel album, Sing It Now, Songs of Faith and Hope.
Great.
Mix of gospel tunes that she grew up singing, because that's where most of these, especially the southern singer, they're mostly choir. They came through church. That's where they learned how to sing. She grew up singing. And then there's some originals in this classic album, but this is such a fabulous song. It's so happy. Crank it up, Cara, anyway. It's covered by any number of people.
Including Oprah at one point.
Yeah.
This is the theme song to her show for a while.
Was it?
Yeah, she sang it, too.
Did she? Did she sing?
Not well.
She attempts it.
Yeah. When you're Oprah, no one's going to tell you.
Crank it up. Come on. Edwin Hawkins is the, I thought, the best version of it. But if you want to grab that for a second and compare it, Carrie, you're welcome to do that. All kinds of great chords in this. You have your sins washed away with music. It's a great way to do it. Oh.
Love Reba. I mean, Reba transcends genre. She's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. She really does. I met her once at an awards festival, and she came right over and put out her hand. Hi, I'm Reba McEntire.
She's got a good positive vibe.
Oh, she has a great vibe. This original version of this song, I think it was in, didn't they sing in Sister Act? Do you remember that? When that was the Whoopi Goldberg shot of...
If it ever did belong in a movie, it would be Sister Act.
Yeah, it would. All right, for those of you who are reaching for the original version, there it is. Okay, next on New Music Monday is Sam Hunt. I gotta have you fill us in on this guy, Jen Jen.
Just a country singer who's sort of like he's broken to the scene. I mean, he busted onto the scene in the last year and went from who's Sam Hunt to, oh, that guy, Sam Hunt.
I was thinking of the actor, Sam, is that, what's the name of that actor who is in Worthington? Sam Worthington, is that his name?
Yeah.
The guy was in the Cameron movie about the going to space and whatever it was. What's the name of that movie? Where they change beings. He becomes...
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. It begins with... Okay. What's the name of that movie that was so popular?
This year?
No, no. It's five, maybe even 10 years ago. Oh, come on.
You got to give us more than...
Sam Worthington was in it. Sigourney Weaver was in it. They get into a
Alien?
Space... Was
or,
it Alien?
No, it's no. The one that starts with a P.
Avatar.
Avatar.
Oh, Avatar.
Yes. Thank you.
I see that he's starring in Avatar 2, 3, and 4. So
yes,
I,
right. That's
that
it. Yep. Yeah. That was confusing. Anyway, this Sam Hunt song, second single off his new album, whose name or drop date is not actually public. It's the first album since his 2011 album called Monty. Also, New Music Monday, Lauren Helena, Crash in the Boys Club. All right, give us some more on this one from the album The Road Less Traveled, Jen Jen.
She was a runner-up on American Idol a few years ago.
Ah.
And she also is, she went on tour this year with Alan Jackson. So she's starting to take off new talent, definitely. I mean, she hasn't had a lot of big hits, but people know who she is from American Idol.
Good. Well, good luck to all three of them on the New Music Monday exposure, 28 after the hour.
Got no worries, ain't no whining, no behind your back, smack talking, crying, it ain't complicated, so don't complicate.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. People often ask me, Warren, why does my dog or cat do certain things that embarrass me? Let me give you an example. Why does my dog drink out of the toilet bowl? I get this question all the time, and very few people really know the answer. And there is a specific reason that your dog does drink out of the toilet bowl. The toilet bowl is made out of ceramic. There is nothing in your home that will keep water cooler than ceramic. So the water in your toilet bowl is the coolest water in the home, therefore attracting the dog to it. Another question I get often is, why does my cat rub against people? It's not because your cat has dry skin. It's not because your cat is itchy, but cats enjoy putting their scent on other people, kind of a way of claiming them. So the next time you have people over and your cat goes over and rubs their head against them or rubs up against them, it's not because the cat is itching. You just tell your guest that the cat just told you that he's in charge, because let's face it, they are. I'll more next time.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Top 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJ The Experience with our unique items of interest and perspective. Victoria and Jennifer and Kara are here. Why? Let's do some science. I'm trying to figure out why the fruit is on the bottom. What's the scientific explanation for fruit being on the bottom?
Of what?
Yeah. Well, yogurt.
So you can
fruit
miss
on the bottom. Why? Why is the fruit on the bottom?
Because that's how it is.
Yeah, but why? I want to know.
Maybe because fruit would, if it started out on the top because of density, you want to do science, so it would end up on the bottom anyway, so it just looks more presentable if they just start with it on the bottom.
So the fruit's heavier
like
than the
parfait.
Yogurt?
Yes.
And it settles to the bottom?
Yes.
Really? Are you just saying that, or is that true?
No, I would think that that's a scientific fact.
Yeah, but I want proof.
I would agree.
No, come on. I want proof. Proof.
Well, then do your own experiment.
Wait a minute. Let us know. You're supposed to be here to help me.
Yeah, I am helping you.
Separate your yogurt and weigh the same amount of yogurt and the same amount of fruit and see which weighs more.
Really?
Well, it's going to weigh the same because it's the same amount, but you'd have to measure the density.
Well, I mean like filling up like a container so it's like the same amount full.
Yeah. How do you measure density?
Mm-hmm. Isn't it mass over volume equals density?
That's too early in the morning.
M over V equals D?
Yes.
Instead of J and V.
And you know how I remember that? Yes. I remember that from high school because I was really bad at math and science, and a friend of mine was tutoring me. And she goes, just remember, men like to be on top of voluptuous women. So M over V equals D. I'm like, oh, okay. Huh. That's literally how I still remember it.
Very good.
Wow.
That I was very social in high school. I didn't study much.
Apparently. All right. Also, scientists trying to figure out why some whales leap out of the ocean. This is something I know most of you woke up wondering today. Why do whales jump out of the ocean? And now the world of science has discovered why. Common whales slap their fins and tails on the surface. Their bodies, 30, 35 tons, come out of the water like a bullet. Takes a lot of energy. And because whales fly out of the ocean during migration, when a lot of them are moving pretty quickly, getting up and out of the water must be important. Turns out several groups of humpback whales off Australia have the answer. Would you like the answer?
Yes. Sure.
Researchers studying the whales think the mammals communicate by flying out of the water. Study in the journal Marine Mammal. The whales studied reportedly breached more often or were more likely to breach when they were further apart, a couple of miles apart, in fact. So the team thinks that that has to do with the background ocean noise that comes from them moving out of the water, especially if they're that far away. It's a lot easier to hear a giant thud than a smacking tail slap. So what do you suppose is meant by the thud, though?
What are they? So it's like, I'm here, right?
Right. Yeah.
They're
there are grunts, and they hum, and that kind of stuff.
Don't the whales sing? Haven't they heard, like, yeah. Right? Isn't that a thing, too, that they've heard under
sexual
underwater?
Healing, I think. Yeah.
They
all sound like Barry White.
That perhaps is what they're doing. No, you don't think so?
Huh. We don't know what whales are saying, but, yeah, it's...
I'd imagine it sounds something like that, though.
Yeah.
Really? Television report coming up in a few moments. Ladies and gentlemen, the situation with the climate change is an interesting story in the Daily Mail, which reveals, as they describe it, astonishing evidence that there's an organization that is leading the world awry or astray because the climate data that is being used by most global experts is apparently not correct. So there's a whistleblower named John Bates who has held that the information is distorted or just plain wrong. And he accuses the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration of breaching its own rules on science integrity because it published all of this flawed information. The report claiming that the pause or slowdown in global warming that has taken place never existed, and temperatures are rising faster than science expected. So what you were expecting when I started this was for me to tell you that it was all a big bunch of hooey, right? No, I've long maintained from my own gut, I trust my gut, that we do have a problem. I think we do have. I don't know if I'd use the word serious, but I think that it's a problem that needs attention. Now, what are you going to do about it is the next thing. We can all get ourselves worked up about it, and people can spend a lot of money trying to do things that will mitigate the temperature of the Earth going up. I'm not sure that we're going to do much about it, because I think partially it's the natural progression of things. But by using fossil fuels, do we encourage or increase the chance there's going to be a problem? Yeah. I think so. I thought it was pretty interesting. One of the major shopping centers here in Framingham, the oldest shopping center in the world, it's called, coincidentally, Shoppers World, was built here in the early 50s. Framingham was considered to be a typical American town, and there was land available on the major road. So they built the first shopping center here in town, and it continues to be an important fixture here. They put solar power on the roof of all the buildings. And they're going to, by doing that, sell, I'm sure they're going to get a tax break out of it, sell back to the town the electricity. But they're producing about 12 times as much electricity as they need in the mall. So they're selling it back at a discount to the town to use. And there are a lot of these projects. If you go up and down the highways now, matter of fact, a very good friend of mine who is a legislator here in he represents my town. He's in the state legislature in Massachusetts, has put forth a bill. Listen to this. Think about this and what it would mean. He thinks that there is a way, and he's working on the math for it now, to cover the Massachusetts Turnpike, which is 134 miles long, Boston to Albany, to cover it with a solar, or the whole turnpike would be covered with a solar panel from one end to the other, which would produce enough electricity to power every state office building in the state. The state would no longer have any expense.
Wow.
It would cost about $1 billion to build it, but they get it all back again pretty quickly. And then he wants to run a bullet train between Boston and Albany along the same corridor. Huh. So there would be no more plowing the highway because there's no snow that's going to get to it. There'd be no more serious, the kinds of problems that most roadways have is because the sun beats down on the tarmac, the tar macadam is what it is, and it breaks it, the sun cracks the roadways. So he's done all of this thinking. I thought it was a fabulous idea, frankly.
So the roadway would be covered, so it would be protected from the elements.
Be protected from the elements, would produce enough electricity to cover every single state-owned building in the state.
It's amazing.
I thought it was a brilliant idea, actually.
Yeah, really.
Well, he told me about it. He's offering legislation to deal with farms and open space and stuff. That was it was actually sort of provoked by the situation that I'm in. We're trying to use development rights, transferring the development rights from the farm to commercial entities in town in order to save open space. And he and I have worked on that for the last couple of 3 years. But I just thought it was, I just think it's a fabulous idea. And
well, it's nice that someone's thinking outside the box. Speaking of the box, I mean, that sort of checks off numerous things on the to-do list for any state.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, pretty smart.
Thought it was pretty good. All right, TV report coming up in a moment. Now let me remind you of what a great opportunity you have to share Sherry's Berries with somebody you'll love. And I know you'll all be happy to know that I'm not going to eat, nor is Jennifer, nor is Victoria, nor is Carrie, even though they all have Sherry's Berries. They've been sharing them with their friends and family over the weekend. I will not eat one. All I want to do is encourage you. If you have somebody that's unforgettable in your life, you all have them. We all have Valentines. We talk about our sweethearts and the love that we have. Well, Kara doesn't, but it's okay. New app, and you'll be fine. Anyway, the way to get somebody to think about you in a special way is to give them something special. How about freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping? You can double the berries for $10 more. All you need to use is our code. Take advantage of the deal by going to the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in DJV. When you do that, you'll get the berries, $19.99 plus another dozen for $10 more. They're decadent. They really are. They're sweet, and they come with white chocolate on them, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. They got nuts on them. They have swizzles on them. They have chocolate chips on them. They are very good. Not for breakfast necessarily, but I have them anyway because I can take it. I'm a big, tough guy. All right. So anyway, seriously, do yourself and your loved one a favor. Go online now to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com, and click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in DJV for the $19.99 special. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, type in DJV, order them today for a super swell Valentine's Day.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar.
No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Louisianans are still suffering with one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. Now there are new opportunities to create jobs as companies are looking to invest in our state's infrastructure. The Bayou Bridge Pipeline, a 150-mile pipeline transporting petroleum products, will create 2,500 construction jobs for Louisianans. Brigham McCown, former administrator of the U.S. Department of Transportation's Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration.
It is a well-known fact that pipelines are the safest way to transport our nation's energy resources. In addition to creating thousands of new jobs, Bayou Bridge will be one of the nation's most technologically advanced and ecologically sensitive pipelines. The project will meet or exceed all federal, state, and local requirements and will ensure that communities and the environment are protected. Energy infrastructure projects like Bayou Bridge will strengthen American energy security, stimulate the economy, and provide quality employment opportunities.
Together, we can put Louisianans back to work while investing in the infrastructure needed to improve our state's economy.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get to it here. Justin Timberlake and let's see, who was in the ad with Christopher Walken? You have the audio from that. Many people thought this was the best ad from the Super Bowl.
It's all in sync. Hello.
Yeah.
I don't want to make it tough. I just want to tell you that I've had enough. It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, baby. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, 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 bye. 5 calories, no artificial sweeteners, and tastes amazing. Bye.
So it's BAI, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They're like it's like a fruit drink, but again, naturally sweetened, only 5 calories. I actually like them. I'll have them. When I'm trying not to do Diet Coke, which I try not to do all the time now, it's a nice replacement for something like that. Yeah.
Nah, don't drink that stuff.
Right.
Not good for you. All right, let's see here. I was reading a book, actually. I grabbed this. Somebody had sent it to me. How Star Trek Conquered Planet Earth. The story of the television show and the movie, and how, because if you watched, what show did I see that had Shatner's voice on the end of it? There was some show, it was an outer space show, I can't remember which one it was now, but it was clear that they were paying tribute or homage to Star Trek. And I thought it was kind of neat, especially with, I don't know why, but there's been a lot of resurgence in stuff on social media about how we faked the moon landing. Did you see that? It's back again. Come on.
When did that start, Dougie? Do you know?
Oh, it's been since the moon landing. Been floating around, but it has been around for the last 4 or 5 years. Now it's back at it again. So, All right, Jen, what's on TV tonight?
Tonight.
We got 24. I know how many people saw 24 last night. Did anybody see it?
I DVR'd it, but there is another episode of 24 tonight on Fox. So you want to check out the next in the chapter of 24 Legacy.
Right.
Then you've got The Bachelorette. No, Bachelor. That's tonight. And then something kind of weird. I don't know if it's weird. I probably should say that. Commentary here. Gender Revolution, A Journey with Katie Couric. It's on National Geographic. She hosts a 2-hour exploration into the debate over gender.
Really? Are you a woman or a man? That's the question.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert, intelligent cardiologist, someone that has my respect and the respect of the audience. People love it when Ken comes on to discuss what's going on medically as a result of his looking over some of these journals. So let's get into what happens before you die. This is a very interesting study about what really does happen just before you die.
I have to tell you, this is one of my favorite studies.
Really?
And I'm not George Nuri. And this was published this week in a medical journal that I just discovered called Conscious and Cognition. Doug, your life really does flash before your eyes when you die. And I have thought about this a lot. It's something that I've been interested in as a cardiologist. I have taken care of a number of people who have had near-death experiences. And out of my curiosity, they've described them to me. Sometimes without my curiosity, with their passion, they've described them to me. Mm-hmm. And there are some common threads that I've noticed. And this has been an area of great interest. And there's an Israeli group of medical scientists who have now studied this and published this article about this. And there are some interesting findings here. This research suggests that phenomenon rarely involves flashback in chronological order. There seems to be just, when you're near death, a great dumping of activity. There appears to be an area of the brain which is not susceptible to oxygen and blood loss during serious injury.
Really?
And this is where this information is stored. It appears to be in the prefrontal, medial temporal, and parietal cortices. And right before you have this injury, this area is the last to go. And apparently there is this storage of material. It doesn't dump out in like you see in Hollywood as a flashback, but just all apparently it seems to be a random dumping in rapid fire of all this information. And that seems to be commonly what they see. Those parts of the brain not susceptible to oxygen and blood loss during serious injuries, meaning they're just the ones that are last to suffer. And there's a nice conclusion in this paper that I really like. It's a quote. This suggests that a representation of life events as a continuum exists in the cognitive system and may be further expressed in extreme conditions of psychological and physiological stress. In simple language, what this means is there's an area of the brain that is responsible for thinking and remembering that is the last to go, and when you're under a lot of stress, physical, mental, whatever, it just lets itself out and flashes before your eyes.
I wonder what that says about the continuation of life. Those of us who believe in life after death or reincarnation, coming back and back and back. I was talking to somebody about that yesterday, how we oftentimes run into people, and sometimes we share countless lives together with people. And I wonder if this may be the lead-in to that. That'd be an interesting thing to study, I think, as well, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I'd also be curious if Dr. Ken, that means if that's not affected by blood or oxygen loss, does that mean people that might have sustained big injuries who go into a coma or who are medically induced into a coma still have those memories going
absolutely.
While they're out?
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly.
Cool.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right, speaking of blood flow, Dr. Ken talks frequently with you about blood flow and how it's enhanced by using Superbeats with the nitric oxide component that's so important to having a healthy blood flow, Ken.
Absolutely, and this is without injury. This is all of us. We all need nitric oxide. It's the third important gas of the body. This is based on Nobel Prize-winning information that occurred after most of us went to medical school, so that's why so many are not aware of this. But in 1998, the Nobel Prize was given out for a discovery in 1988 of the importance of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is carried by the red blood cells, and I like to think of it as the garage door opener for the blood vessels. The red blood cells first spray the blood vessels with nitric oxide, and then blood vessels relax, open up, and then the red blood cells can go through, carry the oxygen, and deliver it from head to toe.
Superbeats available at DougLikesBeats.com or by dialing 800-655-4183.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.